You're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast, and we've got Liz Walsh from on the line. G'day, Liz. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
Yeah, Liz is from the Victorian Socialists, and you're part of the people who have brought together people to rally at State Library steps today, pro-abortion rights protest. Can you give our listeners some of an understanding of why it was so important to organise this rally?
Right. Well, the Supreme Court of the United States just handed down a ruling on Friday that stripped millions of people of the right to abortion, the right to control their bodies, their lives, essentially, which is a historic attack on the rights of women and pregnant people. We think that this ruling, which sends rights back 50-odd years, needs to be met with rage all around the globe and protest. And we've seen big protests in the United States, but we also think it's important to stand in solidarity with those fighting back and to make it clear that they're not alone, that we stand with them, and also because we need to make sure that the bigots in Australia are clear that we'll be ready to take a stand to fight them if they ever tried anything on here in Australia.
Yeah, it seems amazing, doesn't it, that something that has been fought for hard and was won here as well should be allowed to slip from people's fingers.
It's just shocking, and it shows you not to take anything for granted to begin with, that rights under capitalism can be taken from us and that we have to continually be vigilant and on the front foot and ready to respond if there's any attempt to undermine them. And, of course, in the United States, there has been, decades of campaigning by, conservative biggest religious fanatics and so on to undermine women's rights and pregnant people's rights. And we have actually seen this is quite systematic stripping away of those rights in various states. So, already I think in Texas there was a 6-week abortion ban. Many states had trigger bans on their books. So, the only thing that was in the way was the federal protection through the Roe v. Wade ruling. But as soon as that got overturned, they were ready to implement total bans on abortion. So, this is sort of, there has actually been a whole process of this coming. And there are the other issues, no federal funding to abortion and things like that, which actually the Democrats supported. And Biden himself actually in 1982 had voted, had expressed opposition and voted against Roe v. Wade.
This issue of attacking women's rights is a fundamental battleground, a line in the sand, isn't it? It's no accident that this is one of the key elements of the far right's attacks politically across the world against democratic rights, personal rights. It's similar to the attack. I mean, I know it's not, it's even more profound, but it's like the attacks on public education, funding to public education. They are a whistling a tune that is to create a kind of I can't even, it's like a feudal state system, isn't it? I can't even describe it,
No, I think you're right to say that, this is central to the far right kind of political vision all around the world. And it's part of, I guess, this idea of, particularly gender roles, what is the role of women in society? It's to be mothers and to incubators of babies, and our personhood, our ability to determine our own futures, that has all be subjugated to this, conservative vision. And this whole, it's also about the sort of central role of the family, as the quality of reinforcement was that. And, you know, this, I think that, that yeah, understanding, like, yeah, women's oppression and then how that, you know, other oppressions often flow from that as well, is really important. It's about, yeah, like, reinforcing this authoritarian and coercive and conservative vision of society. And, yeah, now in the US, like, yeah, there's millions and millions of people from all, you know, nearly half of women in the United States now will no longer have the ability to determine their you know, reproductive health and their lives. It's shocking.
I saw a, one of the banners, one of the signs that someone was showing at in the American demonstrations on the news was, it's not going to end abortion, it's going to end safe abortion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, obviously, women and pregnant people who don't want to carry a pregnancy to term, many of them will find other means to, you know, illegal means to terminate that pregnancy, and it will mean that, yeah, it won't be safe. You know, women used to die from backyard abortionists, you know, or be maimed horribly, you know, suffering terrible infections and hemorrhaging and so on. You know, things can be a little different today because there's access to like abortion drugs, so RU486, which, you know, can be mailed to people, you know, but at least they're not being administered by health professionals, so people are not going to be monitored to see how they go on them. They can still be, you know, partial miscarriages that then lead to infections and things like that, so it's not completely safe. It's not monitored by health professionals. And, yeah, and also obviously there'll be a situation where wealthy women are able to fly out more easily to other states that, where abortion continues to be legal, but for working class, for women, women of colour, who are more marginalised, they're going to be particularly impacted by this ruling. And, yeah, I guess, yeah, it's pretty terrifying to think that this is, yeah, that the... That
the range of speakers that you've got at, that are, have been announced is interesting because, as you say, in your announcement of the event, that it's not just abortion rights. It's taking a aim at all of those elements of our society that have been calling for their rights, including LGBTQ people, because this conservative right, well, I don't even know if it's purely conservative. I think it's just right-wing mania, far-right mania, which is actually underpinning our desire to enshrine the rights, in inverted commas, of old white men. I mean, really?
Yeah, well, I mean... we saw in Clarence Thomas's opinion when the ruling came down, he's one of the Supreme Court judges, that he said that not just, you know, this was just the beginning. It's not just abortion rights that they're after. It's a massive thing that they've taken, but also that they should revisit things like the right to contraception, the right to same-sex marriage, and even the overturning of anti-sodomy laws, so the right of same-sex consensual sexual relations, you know, the that gay sex should be re-banned.
Oh, my God.
So they are on the rampage, these, you know, extremist far-right judges, you know, in order to stop them, it's going to take a mass movement on the streets, not really looking to politicians or the Democrats who have allowed this state of affairs really to transpire. You know, they never actually legislated for federal protection for abortion when they had the control of both of the houses. They let this situation of this vulnerability for abortion rights continue because they didn't want to rock the boat against all of their bigots and misogynists in their ranks. So it's been really inspiring to see that people have taken to the streets. I think it makes it doubly important that we do the same too.
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen today. 12 p.m. State Library steps. We're all got to be there.
yeah, hope to see many thousands. It looks like there are thousands of people prepared to come and also prepared to take a stand around our own rights to choose here. You know, we don't have free abortion in Australia. We don't have it being properly accessible. It's far too few services. So we also have issues to raise ourselves. So that's, yeah, another reason for us to see thousands out there today.
Yeah, and of course, that particularly affects rural people, doesn't it? Because people in the past, Tasmanians, women, always had to come to Melbourne in order to do this. It was a bit like the Irish having to go to England because it was not allowed there. It was illegal. I mean, there's so much mealy-mouthedness going on, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I mean, abortions, just in terms of the cost to begin with, you know, can, with, you know, Medicare funding, can still cost around $600, surgical abortions, and, you know, maybe $200 or more for medical abortions, and that's because of particularly the cost of the ultrasounds that you're required to get, the dating scans, to know what, you know, how far along you are and, you know, so what procedure is appropriate. You know, the fact that there's all these private providers of imaging rather than these being publicly funded, publicly run services is pretty outrageous and could be real barriers to poor women being able to access abortion. And then, yeah, the fact that there's so few providers. Very few people can get abortions through public hospitals. Basically, have to be extremely marginalised in order to access that or, you know, in a situation of needing a late-term abortion. But, yeah, there's far too few providers. A lot of them are private or they're public clinics, but we know that there's been a massive underfunding of community health by both sides of Parliament. And so, yeah, so particularly regional women who have, you know, bad access to public health already also need to travel long distances, maybe have an overnight stay as well in Melbourne to be able to access, you know, the abortion service, which adds to the cost and adds, again, to significant barriers. And, you know, so we too have a situation where Aboriginal women and, yeah, regional women have real barriers to be able to exercise their rights. So we'll be demanding, you know, for free abortion, for these services to be properly bulk billed and for a real investment in our public health system.
Yeah, so 12 p.m. State Library steps, pro-abortion rally. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Right. Thanks, Annie.